This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly boxed beef trade for week ending November 30th. The daily spot choice boxed beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 202.88, which was $3.96 higher than the previous Friday, but with very low volume even for a holiday week at 606 loads sold for the week in that daily reported spot cutout trade. It represents about 11% of the total sales for the week. The comprehensive or average choice cutout, which includes the spot trade and all the other types of trades, including formula, export, and outfront sales, was at 200.23, and that was 54 cents higher. The total reported box beef volume was only 5,706 loads, and that was 1,095 loads less than last week. Those exports were at 553 loads, and that was 286 loads less than last week. The formula trade was at 3,101 loads, and that was 54% of the total load sold, and pretty much steady with the previous couple weeks. The outfront sales were at 723 loads, which was 290 loads less than last week, and an extremely low number for this time of year. In the primal cut spot trade, the outside primal cuts, the chucks and rounds, were steady to $3 higher, but the loins and ribs were $3 to $10 higher, with the largest increases on choice product. Those choice ribs and loins are following their normal seasonal increases as we approach the end of the year and the holiday party season. 50% trimmings jumped about $6 during the early part of the week. And looking at the cow cutout, it was $1 higher, and those 90% trimmings were $2 higher compared to the previous Friday. Now taking a look at the finished cattle trade, it was mostly $2 to $3 higher at $132 to $134. Those dress prices were $205 to $207. And the average live weight from the Texas Panhandle set a new all-time record at 1,293 pounds, breaking the previous record of 1,291 that was set in 2009. And that is with fewer big Holsteins in the product mix today. Since the Plainview plant closed, it forced more Holsteins to be harvested in places other than the Panhandle, especially those heavier Holsteins. The same comparable week last year, we were at 1,271 pounds, and the average live weight had been inching up all fall since feedlot performance has been great due to the mild weather. Also, lower corn prices and high replacement feeder cattle prices encourage longer feeding periods. And the average national steer carcass weight for week ending November 16th, that was 1 pound heavier at 878 pounds. And that compares to 872 last year and 855 pounds for the 4 years 2008 through 2011. And the choice select spread was about $12.50 on Friday, which was pretty much steady. Taking a look at the feeder cattle trade in the Southern Plains auctions, the yearlings were mostly steady on an extremely light holiday week test. The receipts at our test auctions totaled 11,000 head compared to 32,000 the previous week, so we didn't have much movement in many of the auctions late in the week. The 500 to 600 pound steers traded at 175 to 201. The yearling trade on those 7 to 750 weight steers was steady to weak at 163 to 167, but once again on very light receipts. Those 8 to 850 pound steers were steady to firm at 157 to 166. And the Texas direct trade reported only 4,000 head, which was low even for a holiday week. The market was predominantly steady, but with limited number of comparable sales. In fact, there were only 200 head of 750 to 800-pound steers that traded at 164, and that was current FOB prices, which was pretty much steady. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.